I appreciate that you also have a chapter titled How God Uses Stress for Your Good and His Glory. We sometimes imagine that stress only has a downside, but God actually uses it in ways that are significant in our walk with Him.
That's absolutely right. I mean, look at these passages of Scripture, 1 Peter 1, James 1, that talk about trials and the way God uses trials in our life, about the patience and the endurance and the holiness, the purifying, the discipline in Hebrews and other passages. When God disciplines us for our own good, and the way He disciplines us is by taking us through difficult times in our lives. Now, some people don't like it worded that way, taking us through. They think God only allows stress in the sense that, you know, Satan can bring it and bad people can bring it, but God just only permits it. Well, yes, of course, he does permit it. But you have a classic example of a terribly evil thing that was done to Joseph by his brothers. Imagine this teenage boy who is not only betrayed and thrown into a pit, but sold into slavery and taken to this strange land where he doesn't even know the language of the Egyptians. And things happen, he ends up in prison and all these terrible things that happen to young Joseph. And then he is able to say to his brothers in Genesis 50, verse 20, "You intended these things for evil, but God intended them for good." Now, not just God brought good out of the bad, that's true, but "you intended them for evil, but God intended them for good." How does that work? I don't know. I don't know, but I know God is sovereign, and it does work. And so, yes, Joseph's brothers were totally evil. They were totally responsible and accountable for their evil. But God also had intentions for Joseph, good intentions, and for all of Israel, even in the thing that was so bad.